And Bendix as Riley. Every Sunday morning, Chester Riley, like millions of his fellow Californians, makes a beeline for the backyard, nattily attired in shorts and t-shirt. He stretches out comfortably on a deck chair, looks up at the blue California sky, sighs, and takes a deep breath of Los Angeles' mild, balmy air.
Take it easy. What's the matter?
Oh, that smog. Getting so bad, a guy won't be able to sit out in his backyard unless he's in an oxygen tent.
It's not the smog today. The sky's clear. Well, there's no haze.
No haze? Are you kidding? I can't see my nose in front of my face.
It's not smog. Somebody's burning leaves.
Huh? Oh, well, that's that Gillis next door. He's got no
business. It's not Gillis this time. It's from the yard right in back of us, where those new people moved in yesterday.
Well, they got their nerve. Don't they know it's against the law to burn leaves on Sunday? Somebody ought to tell them off. Go on, Peg, tell them.
What, me? Why me?
Well, suppose this new guy is one of them tough, nasty characters. One word will lead to another, and he'll take a poke at me and knock me flat, and there's nothing I can do about it. But if he hits a woman, I can sue him for plenty.
My hero. Well, if you won't go, I will.
Riley, don't let her go. That's your job. She'll think you're yellow. Just look at you. You certainly cut a ridiculous figure lying here while your wife goes out to fight your battles. She's only a woman. Be a man. Don't hide behind a woman's skirts. Go on.
Peg, wait. Wait, Peg.
Huh? Well, what is it now?
You stay here. I'll go. After all, I'm a man, and you're a woman in skirts, and I don't want to hide behind a ridiculous figure. Anybody here?
Oh, good morning. You're looking for someone?
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I'm looking for the man who lives here.
There's no man here, I'm sorry to say.
But I thought you live here all alone, ma'am?
That's right, just little old me. My name's Luella Lounsbury. I just moved here from Georgia.
I'm Chester Riley. I live across the way over there.
Glad you dropped in. Sit down, won't you?
Well, the reason I came, well, you see, the smoke...
So that's why you're here, and I thought you were just being neighborly.
Oh, well, you see...
I should have known better. You're not the first call I've had this morning. I've had three gentlemen here already insulting me.
Oh, well, now, don't get me wrong. I don't mind the smoke personally.
Oh, I know just what you're going to say, like all the others. I don't mind the smoke myself, ma'am, but my wife, you understand. Oh, you northern men make me ill. You're all alike. Spineless, that's what you are. Spineless.
Oh, no, you got me all wrong, Miss Lunchberry. I ain't like the others. Do I look like a henpecked married man? Well, fact is...
My friends call me Luella.
Well, you see, Luella, I happen to
My
be...
very dear friends call me Lolly, and I do hope we'll be friends. I should have guessed the minute I laid eyes on you that you weren't a married man.
But
I noticed one thing up north here. All the married men have a tired, worn-out look about them. But the bachelors like yourself have a romantic twinkle in their eyes.
But you see, I do.
You know.
know you do.
Oh, I declare, I don't know what happens to men up north when they get married. They all remind me of tired old hound dogs. So when I saw you stepping through my garden gate, I thought of a spry young terrier. Won't you sit down?
I mean... thanks.
Riley, where have you been?
Well, you see, Peg, I
You've been gone over 2 hours.
Well, we got to talking about the smoke and...
Oh, well, what sort of man is he? Did you see his wife?
Well, the truth is that this man is really a...
Well, really, what?
Riley, she thinks it's a married man. Let her. Don't be a fool. Why make her jealous? You won't see this dame anymore anyway. Be smart.
Well, Riley, don't just stand there staring into space. I asked you a question. What kind of man is he?
Oh, he's just a married man like all the others. You know, like a tarred old hound dog.
Hey there, Riley.
Hi, Gillis.
Going home?
No, I got to get some rye crisp in the market here.
On a diet? What's the matter? Your new lady friend don't like your figure?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no?
Ruff!
You spry young terrier.
Gillis, how did you... Gillis, you was eavesdropping.
Oh, you can trust me, Riley. I'm a man of the world. I won't talk.
Yeah, but it's not what you think.
Oh,
no.
It ain't, huh? Why, if I had an opportunity like that, this here tired old hound dog would curl up in her lap any day.
Well, I didn't give her no encouragement.
Don't give me that. Why didn't you tell her you was married?
Well, I tried to, and she didn't give me a chance. I figured I wouldn't see her anymore anyway.
Is that so? Then how come almost every day after work, I see you hanging over her front gate talking to her?
Well, I have to pass that way.
You don't have to stop.
Well, she waits for me. I can't be rude. Look, Gillis, you know I love my wife. I don't want nothing to do with this dame, no matter how gorgeous she is, and that's the truth.
You know, Riley, I really believe you. You're just dumb enough.
Of course I am. I ain't the kind of a guy who...
Hey, that's her.
Oh, I can't get away from her. I've had enough of this. I'm going to tell her once and for all that I'm a married man and to leave me alone.
Don't be crazy, Riley. She'll get hysterical. You want to make a scene in this here market here? First thing you know, Peg will hear of it.
Yeah. Well, what'll I do?
Don't do nothing. Just brush him off politely.
Yeah, I guess that's the best.
Yeah, well, so long, pal. I gotta get home to my loving wife. Missing!
Hello there, Chester.
Hello, goodbye.
Are you going? Well, then I'll walk along with you.
Well, no, I'm staying.
Oh, good. You can keep me company. Oh, my, these bundles are heavy. Would you mind holding them while I do the rest of my little old shopping?
Well, I... You see, Luella...
Oh, you're mighty kind.
Yeah, well, I... Well, you sure bought a lot of stuff.
I'm celebrating. It's my birthday. I'm afraid, though, I'll be celebrating alone. Just a quiet little dinner. More than enough for two.
Yeah? You'll be able to eat like a pig.
Now, you wait right here for me. I'll be right back.
Yeah, but wait. Oh, I'll never get rid of that dame.
Why, Riley, what on earth are you doing here?
Hey.
And all those bundles. You've been shopping.
Well, I...
Well, you might have phoned. I was just going to get something for supper. Well, I won't have to now. From the looks of those bundles, you bought out the whole store.
Yeah. We'll be able to eat like pigs.
Don't be vulgar.
I thought I was being witty.
Well, you're not, so cut it out. Oh, that's Mrs. Morris. She's giving me a lift home in her car. Well, come on.
No, I got to get a few things. You go, I'll walk home.
Well, give me the parcel.
Well, no.
Riley, she's waiting now. Hurry up. Come on, give me the stuff.
But, please.
Oh, my, they're heavy. Oh, yeah, I'm coming. Now, don't you dawdle. You come right home.
No, but... Oh, I can't go on like this. I got to do something.
I've got everything. What, Chester? you do with all my bundles?
Bundles?
Yes. Where'd they get to?
Guess.
Oh, now, Chester, don't be a tease.
Well, I gave them back.
Gave them back?
Yeah. Well, don't worry. I got the money. How much was it now?
Well, $10.
Yeah, well, here it is. Here's five. I'll owe you the other five.
Chester.
No, I got it. Here.
Chester,
here.
I don't understand. What about my supper?
Well, you shouldn't eat supper all alone on your birthday. You ought to go out and celebrate and have a good time. Go to a restaurant with some nice man. You know what I mean?
I certainly do. What time will you call for me?
Wait, I didn't mean... Now, you got me all mixed up.
Oh, I declare, you are the most bashful beau I've ever had. Can't you ask a young lady out to dinner without stammering? Oh, dear. Well, if we're going out tonight, I'd better get over to the hairdresser.
No, but wait. There's something I got to tell you.
Tell me at dinner, sugar. I've got to run. Don't forget, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but Lolly, wait. What a revolting development this is.
Oh, my. I certainly enjoyed that dinner, Chester.
That's good.
But you hardly touched your food.
No, I ain't hungry.
You must be in love.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, you are. I can see it in your eyes. I feel giddy. Oh, that champagne must have gone to my head.
Well, maybe we better go.
Oh, huh? No. It's so early. And this is my birthday. Oh, Chester,
yeah.
Sing happy birthday to me.
No, I'm not here.
Oh, come on, pretty, please. What's a birthday party without a happy birthday song? Sing it, Chester.
No, I don't want to. No,
all
no.
Right. All right, if you won't, then I will. Happy
now,
birthday.
Now, wait. No. All right. I'll sing it.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lolly. Happy birthday to you. Look, Lolly, there's something I got to tell you. I've been wanting to say this ever since I met you.
Oh, not here. Let's wait until we get home and sit in front of a cozy fire.
Yeah, maybe that'll be better. Oh, waiter, check.
Chester, am I your sweet little old lollipop?
Yes.
Let me hear you say
now,
it.
Now, Lolly,
say yes.
You're my sweet little lollipop.
And do you know what you are?
Your check, sir. $14.95.
I ain't no lollipop. I'm a great big sucker.
Well, aren't you coming in, Chester?
No, wait, Lolly. Now, there's something I got to tell you first.
Oh, now, can't it wait till we get settled in front of the fire?
No. Now, it can't wait.
Well, we'll stay out here in the moonlight with the scent of jasmine all around us.
Well,
Lolly?
Lolly, ever since I first met you, I've been wanting to say this.
Yes?
But I just never got up enough nerve.
Yes, Chester.
But now I'm going to tell you. You see, you think of me as a gay bachelor, But that ain't true at all. I ain't that type. You follow me?
Oh, yes, Chester.
Well, I'm really the marrying type. I always wanted a wife and kids, and the fact is I've got... Well, I really have. I don't know how to say this to you, Lolly, but...
Oh, you don't have to. I know just what you're trying to say. I knew it from the very beginning.
You did? And you're not sore?
I'll be honored to be Mrs. Chester A. Riley.
No!
What, Chester, what's the matter? You look ill.
Oh, but this is so sudden.
Good night, dear. Here's a kiss till tomorrow. Good night.
Oh.
Hey, Rennie, that you?
Oh.
It's me, Gillis.
Oh.
What's the matter? What happened?
Congratulate me. I'm engaged to be married.
Engaged?
Yeah, but don't tell my wife.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
Peg, listen.
What is it?
Peg, I want to ask you something.
Well?
Suppose I got engaged to another woman.
What are you talking about?
Engaged. Suppose I got engaged.
Oh, now don't be ridiculous.
Peg, I'm asking you a simple question. Suppose I got engaged to another woman.
Well, what kind of stupid question is that? You could never do a thing like that.
I can do it. Believe me, I can do it. Now, suppose...
Riley, I got a sink full of dishes to do. Now, stop pestering me with this nonsense.
What's nonsense about it? You think I'd never look at another woman?
Oh, yeah, but she'd never look back at you. Come on, help me with the dishes.
All right, I gotta go out.
Where?
Just out.
You were out last night and the night before. Can't you stay home one night?
Just because I'm married, I gotta stick around the house every night like a tarred old hound dog.
This tired old hound dog business. Where'd you pick up that expression anyway?
Well, it's a long story. I'll start at the beginning. Now, suppose I got engaged to another woman.
Oh, Riley, I just haven't got time for your foolishness. Now, I'm going to do the dishes. You can go out if you want to.
Oh, what's the use? She'll never understand. I think I'll go for a walk. I got to think this over. I can't go on like this. I keep getting in deeper and deeper. There's no end.
There's always an end, believe me.
Who's out there?
It is I, Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
So what are you doing around here, Digger?
Oh, just out for a breath of air.
In this smog? Really getting awful in this neighborhood. People can't breathe. How's it down at your place?
They can't breathe either. The smog is everywhere. But why fuss about it?
Well, it ain't the smog. Digger, I'm in an awful jam. I got myself engaged to be married.
What?
Yeah.
Man alive, if you'll excuse the expression. Now, how did it happen?
Well, a dame moved in next door.
You mean Luella Lounsbury?
You know her?
Oh, yes, indeed. A predatory female, if ever I saw one. I passed her garden one day. She fluttered her eyelashes at me and said, "Oh, Mr. Odell, could you do some digging for me?" I thought she meant business. Not monkey business.
Well, she trapped me almost the same way. Why didn't I speak up? She still thinks I'm a bachelor.
What? Oh, yeah. You must tell her the truth at once.
Yeah, I guess I got to. I'll tell her now. But listen, Digger, Peg must never, never know about this. I'll keep it a secret and carry it to my grave with me.
Don't worry. You keep it a secret, and I'll do the carrying. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Well, I might as well face the music. Here goes. I can't let this go no further.
Oh, Chester, I thought you'd never get here.
Luella, who's all these people?
I'm giving a party, an engagement party. Surprised?
Oh, no, Luella, you mustn't.
Oh, now, don't be so bashful. Come on in and meet all my friends.
Listen, Luella, I just got to talk to you, and this time you got to listen.
Now, don't just stand there in the doorway, Chester. Come on.
Oh, there you are, Luella.
Yes. Chester, I want you to meet my father.
Your father?
Mighty glad to make your acquaintance, son.
Now, I'm sure you men folk want to have a quiet little talk. Why don't you step in the dining room here?
Yeah, but Luella, I wanted to see you alone.
Oh, now, Chester, you can't have me to yourself all the time. I've got to go look after my kids.
But Luella, don't...
If you just step in here, son.
Yeah, but I got to see Lolly.
Oh, you'll see enough of her after you're married.
But, Mr. Lansbury...
I've been looking forward to this little chat with you.
But I got to tell Lolly...
Have a cigar, son.
Thanks. I'll eat it later.
As I was saying, son...
But I got to tell Lolly...
Tell her later, son. As I was saying...
Maybe I better tell you.
I was talking, son.
Yeah, it'll be better if you tell her.
I said I was talking.
Yes, sir.
Now then. When I first heard of Luella's engagement after such a short acquaintance, frankly, I was worried.
You were worried.
I was, sir, for a very good reason. I don't suppose my little girl has told you this, but only a year ago she had a mighty unhappy experience. Down south, some no-account scoundrel, a northerner, courted her, proposed to her, and then jilted her.
He got away, huh?
What was left of him got away. But by George, sir, he'll never try a dastardly trick like that again. Not after the horsewhipping I gave him. Arm hasn't been the same since. That's the reason I was looking forward to meeting you, sir. I wanted to convince myself that you had nothing but the best intentions toward my little girl. Of course, frankly, sir, I'd sure hate to ruin my other arm. Now, what was it you wanted to say to me, son?
Not a thing, Paul. Not a thing.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, who was that at the door, Junior?
Western Union. This telegram. I signed for it.
Telegram? Oh, let me see. Oh, Junior, this isn't for us.
Well, the guy just handed it to me.
Well, this is for Lansbury. Well, call him back, dear.
Hey! Hey! Oh, he's gone, Mom.
Well, who's Lansbury?
They're the people who just moved in.
Oh, in back of us?
Yeah. I'll take the wire over.
All right. No, I'll take it over. It's time I got acquainted with him, and this'll be a good opportunity. Good evening. I'm your neighbor across the way.
Oh, do come in.
Well, they delivered this wire by mistake, so I thought
I'd... Another wire. Oh, congratulations have just been pouring in. You see, I just got engaged to be married.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. Come in, won't you? I'd love for you to meet my fiancé.
Some other time. You're having a party, and I'm not dressed.
Oh, now, it's perfectly all right. I know he'd just love to meet you. What did you say your name was?
Oh, well, my name is...
Oh, there he is. Oh, honey.
What is it, Lolly?
Riley.
You two know each other?
Oh, yes. We've met.
No, not Peg.
I'm Mrs. Riley.
Oh. Mrs. Riley?
Yeah, well, what are you doing here, Mother?
What?
Did I hear someone refer to this lady as Mrs. Riley?
Yeah. Paul, meet Ma.
She's your mother?
Chester. Sir Riley?
Now, wait a minute, Peg. I can explain the whole thing. You see, the leaves, and the tired old hound dog, and the market, we the bundles, we the birthday and dinner, $14.95, great big sucker, and moonlight, and the jasmine, and the Gillis in the hedge, and Digger, and so I came, and Father horsewhipped, and I couldn't...
Oh. Now, look, Miss Lounsbury, I don't know what's been going on here, but I'm his wife.
His wife? He's married? Oh, Daddy, I just got excited.
No, Lolly, honey, don't take
naked like that?
Now, Peg, I can explain everything.
You do your explaining at home. Come on.
No, but Peg, I
come on, you tired old hound dog. Back to your kennel.
In just a moment, Riley will return.
Peg, you forgive me? Now, Peg, talk to me. I told you how it all happened. It was perfectly innocent. At the very worst, the only thing I'm guilty of is being stupid. That's nothing new. Everybody knows that. So you forgive me, huh, Peg? Peg, you got to talk to me. We can't go on like this day after day without you talking to me. We may live to be 80. Please, Peg, say you forgive me.
Oh, long as I'm stuck with you.
And you forgive me?
Yes, I forgive you. I'm always forgiving you. I've been forgiving you for 18 years.
Yeah, I know, Peg. And don't think I don't appreciate it. I realize all these years I've given you nothing but heartaches and worries and trouble. But believe me, honey, I'm worth it.
The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker.
Woodmanstander, I'm a very understanding man. Question is, will a jury believe you? That we must begin to learn immediately. Archie.
Yes, sir?
Phone for Inspector Kramer.
Listening to The New Adventures of Nero Wolfe, starring Sidney Greenstreet. Tonight's transcribed story by Peter Berry was based on the famous characters created by Rex Stout. This is an Edwin Fadiman program produced and directed by J. Donald Wilson. In the cast were Herb Ellis as Archie Goodwin and Lee Millar, Marna Keneally, Larry Dobkin, Barney Phillips, and Jerry Hosner. Next week at this same time, Nero Wolfe and Archie will bring you The Case of the Headless Hunter. Don Stanley speaking.